Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Are we making any progress, I ask you, in terms of the housing crisis? Well, the government has just published the latest figures for the number of houses and apartments on which construction began last month, the month of June. And I can tell you that work began on 2,574 new homes in June. That's up 25% on the same month last year, according to the department. It brings the total number of new homes started to 15,561 in the first 6 months of this year, a 10% increase, they say, on the same period last year. The new figures put the government on track to meet its target of 29,000 new homes this year. But here's the bad news, because today's Irish Daily Mail quotes what it says are internal documents from the Department of Finance officials admitting privately that the government's targets are nowhere near, their words, what the country needs. In a moment, we'll hear from Conor O'Connell, who from the Construction Industry Federation. But first, let's get reaction from Labour leader Ivana Bacik. Ivana Bacik, you're very welcome to the programme. Nowhere near the targets that we need to be at. What's your reaction?
Well, good afternoon, Cormac, and thank you for inviting me on the programme. And certainly what we're seeing today from the internal documents that Craig Hughes is reporting on in the Daily Mail, what we're seeing today confirms what we already knew, which is that the government targets for housing supply are far too low. The target, as you've said, for this year is 29,000. And now what we're hearing is that the internal documents from the Department of Finance are telling all government ministers, that what housing targets are really needed are closer to 50,000 per annum. And this, in fact, confirms what the Housing Commission had previously said, which is that we need to see new builds of between 50 and 60,000 per year for the next 10 years, just to meet the demographic demand, the demands of a rising population, and the demands of so many people who are priced out of affordable homes now.
And why is it too low, I wonder? Just on that, the question arises then, why is it too low? Is it that this is what is deliverable practically and logistically, or is this what is politically desirable, I wonder?
Well, I think the government are simply out of touch. They haven't realised, you know, when they were setting the targets in the Housing for All plan, they appear not to realise the level of need that's out there. And perhaps they were being deliberately unambitious. And I think that's really unfortunate and indeed devastating for so many people who are priced out of homes now, because the reality is we need to see a much more elevated sense of ambition and a much greater sense of urgency from government in terms of delivering homes. What we in Labour have called on government to do is to be more ambitious, to adopt a more radical house building and house delivery programme that recognises the real level of need out there. Our population has surged, Cormac.
Housing for All is the most ambitious housing programme in a generation or more.
But it's well, that's simply not the case. I mean, you know, we were building in previous booms, we built between 60 and 90,000 homes per year. Indeed, in the 1970s, Labour Minister Jimmy Tully delivered 100,000 homes
a year.
But
this is what they say they can deliver, what is realistic. And they are actually on track, in fairness to them. What do you think, if you were in power, what could you deliver realistically now?
Well, first of all, we would seek a greater ambition in terms of setting the targets, and an ambition that would be realistic, but would also recognise the real level of need out there. And let's not forget today, Cormac, an ESRI report coming out showing the huge generational divide that while a vast majority of people over 40 do own their own homes, so few people under 40 in Ireland today.
What is a realistic, achievable target then that's more ambitious?
Well, what we've said is 50,000 new builds per year and 50,000 deep retrofit and refurbishments. That's the plan we in Labour have put forward, a 10-year plan. You know, what government are telling, the government ministers have fallen over themselves saying why that's not achievable, instead of telling us how it can be achieved.
Okay, and, you say it can be achieved, but let me bring in Conor O'Connell of the CIF.
Can I just say this, Conor?
Yeah, briefly.
The key reason that they say that's holding back delivery is lack of labour, lack of workers in construction. But we know we've seen an increase in construction workers, even in the last year. We're now now at over 160,000 working in construction, and we need to recruit more from overseas, bring back the diaspora, the many Irish construction workers who emigrated during the crash, who should be now encouraged and indeed incentivized to return to Ireland.
Okay.
And then also we need to increase the number of critical skills on the critical skills list to bring in non-EU labour.
Let me bring in Conor O'Connell of the CIF. Stay with me, Ivana Bacic, for just a moment. Is 50,000 realistically achievable, Conor?
Absolutely. We very much welcome today's... Well, it's not been published, but certainly what's been reported in the papers in terms of the recognition that we need to be building more homes. The extent of how much we need to be building can be a matter of debate, but it's good to see the Department of Finance recognising that we need to build a lot more than we are building. You know, there has been a significant increase in output from the construction sector and house building sector over the last 24 months in particular post-COVID. We saw a 45% increase last year in output, and we see in these figures, you know, a 10% increase in the first 6 months, a 25% increase in June figures from last year. So, look, some very positive indicators. In relation to the actual numbers required, we have been calling for a revision of the National Planning Framework, and we very much welcome the recent announcement that that will be reviewed and that will feed into the number of units that will be required. But certainly, the house building sector, we've been saying it for a long time now, we need more zoned land, more service land and more planning permissions
and more
to
workers.
Supply the homes.
We don't have the workers to deliver more than 29,000, do we?
Well, if you look at the output from the sector over the last year in particular, a 45% increase, there certainly wasn't a 45% increase in the number of workers required to deliver that extent of output. We'd always say in the house building sector that there's elasticity, there's efficiencies in terms of a greater output that can be achieved. We also look at the numbers that are employed. There's 20,000 more people working in the construction sector now than there was pre-COVID. So we are capable of delivering. We also look at the investment profile into construction, and we do see a decline in commercial activity in particular that's well documented, and there's now a perfect opportunity to bring those resources from the commercial sector into the residential
sector.
Would
you call for a tax incentive or a reduction of red tape if it still exists, too much of it?
Well, one of the very interesting lines that was reported from the Department of Finance today, it said that we must focus on reduced costs for the private sector. And what we've seen over the last number of months is that we've reduced the development contribution scheme charges through that particular waiver scheme. There's also been a water connection rebate scheme. And it does indicate the increase in commencements since that announcement, that reductions in soft costs in particular will yield results.
Okay, we'll see how that goes down now. Politically, Ivana Bacic, we asked the Department of Finance if they could confirm the Daily Mail story for us today, that its officials advise government that existing housing targets are too low. It sent us this statement. I might get you to respond to it. A review and a refresh of housing targets has commenced. The work will be underpinned by independent, peer-reviewed research by the ESRI. While this work is carried out, the Department of Housing and Minister remain committed to reaching and, where possible, exceeding the target set out under Housing for All. What do you say?
I say again, that response simply does not reflect the real necessity for urgency and for greater urgency from government. I think what people are most disappointed about, and I think it's those like Conor who are engaged in construction, but it's also crucially those who are looking to buy or to move into homes that are affordable for them and for their families. And what they're hearing is a lack of urgency, a lack of recognition of the real level of need out there.
But they want to exceed targets, they say. How is that a lack of urgency?
Targets are set. Well, look, the target is set at 29,000. That's, you know, barely over half what we know is needed, what the Department of Finance are telling us is needed, what private individuals and companies like Gerald, like Housing Commission, all of whom are telling us that the target needs to be closer to 50,000. Sherry Fitzgerald indeed saying 57,000 new builds for the next 17 years are needed. Just because we have such demand there and because people are in such desperate straits looking for housing, over 12,000 people now in emergency accommodation, homeless, who cannot find homes for them and for their families, including nearly 4,000 children. So, Cormac, what we need to see from government is greater ambition and greater urgency so people can move on, move out of their parents' homes and their childhood bedrooms, and move on out of rental accommodation if they aspire to home ownership. What we're not seeing from government is the necessary urgency and ambition to deliver the housing and the homes that people
need. We'll definitely come back to this. Ivana Bacik of Labour, thank you. Conor O'Connell of the CIF, thank you as well.